Good morning, Al. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to see you. Had a little bit of an issue there. And we're going to be a bit of a quicker interview than normal, but please tell me.
Totally fine.
Thank you so much. So you work for Taronga Zoo or?
I work for a company called Winterman & Goldstein, who we kind of curate their lineup.
Fantastic. So tell me, when are they back? When are the Twilight Sessions back at Taronga Zoo?
Oh, they're back super soon. They're coming in. They come in January. We're running from January through to February this year. Starts from Friday the 28th of Jan and runs through till Saturday the 19th of February.
Now, you've had some of my favourite artists that I couldn't get tickets to. Who have you got coming next year?
I've got a pretty good lineup, I reckon. There's like a really diverse set of range of, you know, acts, kind of spanning stuff for like younger people, like Winston Surfshirt and San Cisco, and then moving through to like Washington and Odette. We've got some stuff for like maybe an older kind of crowd too, like The Church and Josh Pike.
I know where I fit in Linda. I know. I'm like, oh, I know which one I am.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell what generation you are by what show you're at Twilight.
Absolutely. So obviously it's been hard for the music industry. What does it mean to be able to set these back up again?
Oh, it's been great. It's been so nice to be able to work on an event and know that it's going to happen and, you know, get to, yeah, put your help, you know, be able to get artists and help to support artists as well in this time, and plus just bring some excitement back to, you know, everyone's lives. There's nothing kind of more special, I think, than seeing live music surrounded by, you know, hundreds or thousands of other like music lovers. It's the best feeling.
Absolutely. And it is Taronga Zoo. And I've been told it's a beautiful view, obviously, from where they hold it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's kind of like right down on a harbour. It's like a natural amphitheatre. Mm-hmm. So the stage is sort of set up, the back of the stage face is like set to the water. So when you're in the crowd, you're looking at sort of out to the harbour, out to the band, and then you can kind of see glimpses of like the city skyline and the harbour bridge and all that sort of stuff. So it's very like iconically Sydney. You can bring like a picnic rug and you can bring food and everything. They sell booze and everything there as well. So if you want to feel like a drink, but it's just like a kind of really beautiful, picturesque way to see live music, and it's sort of out under the stars, and it's kind of happens as sort of sunsets. So it kind of goes from pretty bright to like by the time you're leaving, it's dark. So a nice balmy summer nights. It's pretty gorgeous.
I think it's one of those special things that you can do in only somewhere like Sydney. Like it's a must do. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a little bit of a, you know, tick off your Sydney list kind of thing to do, for sure.
And sorry to jump back to the lineup, but it is all Australian this season? Yeah. Is that just
because
of restrictions? Yeah,
it's just been, I guess, like, it, you know, with the kind of uncertainty around sort of international borders, it's all, you know, it's kind of hard to try to really line anything up with overseas acts. But also it's kind of one of those events that really seems to favour local bands anyway. Like even in the past when we've you know, had some international stuff, the local stuff really seems to do better. So I think the Twilight audience loves seeing Australian music, so it doesn't feel too doesn't feel like a big shift for us. It's just a great opportunity to showcase more Australian music, really.
No, I would just have Belinda join us now. Welcome, Belinda. Sorry about
Hi,
all that.
Hi, thanks for having us. No, that's okay.
So you yourself, are you also with the with Taronga, are you with
I'm with Taronga, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So I did want to ask you about the Twilight Taronga supports the Litter Free Oceans initiative. Are you able to tell us a bit
that's
more about
that? So Litter Free Oceans is a campaign. We're really trying to encourage people to think about their use of single-use plastic. So obviously a lot of the items that you use touch our hand just once, but they end up for a lifetime in our oceans. And as a conservation society, we're really looking at ways of protecting our wildlife. And the marine turtle is one that we look after in our wildlife hospital. We have about 40 marine turtles that come in every year that are directly impacted by single-use plastics. And we want to work out a way of actually, you know, trying to ensure that they have a future where they don't have to put up with so much pollution in the ocean. So with Twilight, what we've done is we've started to work out how we can encourage people to reduce their use of single-use plastics, so everyday items like straws and cups. and takeaway containers and that type of thing. And we've also worked really hard to ensure that we've done the right thing and we're leading the journey at Taronga. So things like looking at the backstage riders that artists use to make sure that there's no plastics that are involved with those, and then encouraging artists to get on their social media and talk about single-use plastics and what they can do. So we're sort of looking at it from both angles.
I mean, that's an amazing rounded way to get involved. I'm so happy. It's something I'm passionate about as well. When I go for a swim and swim through bottles and stuff like that, it's the best. And I will. I haven't got too much time, unfortunately, but I do want to know when can we sort of start to buy tickets? Are they on sale now, or it's for you probably, Al?
Yeah. It's all on sale now. It's been on sale for about a week. There's a couple of things selling pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So if you are a fan of Twilight and you want to get there, it's worth jumping online, you know, pretty soon and trying to sort some tickets. You can see all the full lineup and all the tickets and stuff at twilight@taronga.org.au. So
fantastic.
Jump online, check it out, grab some tickets and come on down and support live music and support Little Free Oceans.
Yeah. And Belinda, I mean, I don't know if you can answer this one, but how are the animals doing? Are they okay?
They're more than okay. They're so excited to have everyone back at the zoo. We've got 5 new baby lion cubs at the moment, which is awesome. So they're running around keeping us busy. So yeah, they're definitely enjoying having people back at the zoo. So come along, come to Twilight and come to Taronga in general.